The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
We're live back at the Sanctuary Golf Course for the ESPN Chicago Open. I'm Jeff Meller along with Tyler Aki as we make way for Mark A. Silverman, a.k.a. Sylvie, and right. Jonathan Hood. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I know that's a compliment coming from you, Sylvie.
And the A is for?
Yeah, I bet you.
Justin Fields doesn't say the A word, remember.
That's right. He's not right. Use he the wanted A word. To say I played like ass. Is that what he wanted
yes,
to
well,
say?
Yes. Is that, yeah. Does he not say it? I thought he didn't want for press conference purposes.
Right.
Swear.
That's what. No, yeah. I think he swears. Does he not swear? Is he not a swearer?
I would guess he does, right?
Yeah, I think he caught himself. It wasn't like.
We're going to be active lip readers now.
I think based on what happened last week and talking to his dad, I think he's going to go completely Joel Osteen and completely, you know, pretty clean. He's going to clean up his act. That's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
If you go to a Bible-based church, you know, I think that's where he's going now. I think that's what's going to happen.
But he's more descriptive, clean. Though. I think his dad wants him to also, like, just project and not – don't worry about hiding stuff.
Yeah.
I just want him to ball.
Yes.
I'm a nerd, like in the sports context, okay? I'm fine off the air not watching sports. I'm not like walking around doom and gloom, but in my sports head, I'm a nervous wreck right now. I can't do this again.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go through another combine of who's going to be the next Bears quarterback and another search, and if they're going to get it right, and starting from scratch again, and then reading all the stories, painting the glowing pictures, only, and then the when does he play? When does he? I can't do this again, Hoodie. Hold me, please. Hold me. I need to be held right now.
Tender.
The text that you sent our show group chat on, I think it was Sunday, was the most defeated Sylvie text I've ever gotten.
Really?
I think it's the most defeated I've ever visualized Sylvie was the text he sent out of panic after Justin Fields laid a dud on Sunday.
Okay, well, we call it the station. We call it Maximum Sylvie. And so right now.
Is it what it is?
It is Maximum.
Maximum Sylvie,
so now
huh?
So now the vest is off. So now we're at about 7.75 now. Now you're going to start getting pity and very sweaty.
Very, very. The back sweat.
Yes.
You know me buddy.
Oh, I know. It's coming.
It was just outside. The wind is blowing. There's maybe a wind chill today. But I'm going to get into lather today. Plus, pretty new, and you guys know, too. I had no outlet yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting at home.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Thank you. You know me. I was in services all day yesterday.
Yeah, of course.
From the beginning of the morning to the end of the day.
Of course.
And by the way, Hoodie, do you see the monster that you've created? We've got some fans at the bar here. One guy's wearing a Waddle jersey.
Right.
And he's doing an impersonation of you doing me. It's not even. It's kind of like how Ryan Dempster does Harry Carey.
Yes.
Ryan Dempster is doing an impersonation of Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey. He's not even really doing Harry Carey. The guy at the bar is doing an impersonation of you doing me.
Yes. Well. All right. Don't be talking off the mic here. They can't hear you, pal. What do you think? You're at some saloon. You're at a nice place here. The sanctuary, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Yelling off the mic.
Well, they say.
I know we're in New Lenox, but God.
They say imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery. And I think Hoodie has perfected the Sylvie so well that everybody's Sylvie now becomes a version of Hoodie's version of Sylvie.
That's exactly right.
People demand it. It's like a jukebox. They're like, oh, Sylvie and Hoodie are together? We need it. RJ Curcio is tweeting out, right?
Well, LaShawna Tova to you.
Thank you. You too, Hoodie.
Absolutely.
Very good.
It's well-deserved. And by the way, a great football conversation with you two, by the way, driving in. Great conversation because what you did is you talked about the young quarterbacks and linked it to where Justin Fields is. Man, it's funny, Jeff. You're talking about Jalen Hurts from the Eagles, right? So what if this is what Justin Fields is? You mentioned that you didn't think that he's a good thrower of the football as much as Justin is. But what if he's Jalen Hurts?
Oh,
what if that's the ceiling?
No, you know what's the crazy thing is, coming into the season, I didn't think it was good enough. I thought Jalen Hurts as a passer wasn't going to be good enough at the NFL level to be a viable playoff contending quarterback. However, what I've seen through these first 3 weeks, because last year they got to the playoffs and they got smashed by the Bucs, and the Bucs were never concerned about Jalen Hurts as a passer. But what they've done, adding A.J. Brown to the mix with Devontae Smith, all of a sudden you see Jalen Hurts has plenty of options at his disposal, and he's actually and there has been improvement as a passer. Will it go through an entire 17-game season? I don't know just yet, but through three games, I don't know how you can't look at the Eagles and say, you know what, if I'm forced to pick a team coming out of the NFC, they're my team. I don't know if you guys disagree. Is there any team you'd rather be right now than the Eagles in the NFC?
They look fantastic right now. And like, this is, I feel like we're playing the Alex Smith game a little bit too. Mm-hmm. But I do agree that the difference here too is that Hurts has raised his game. Where Alex Smith, we always knew it's just steady Alex Smith. Yep. Once he found the Chiefs, he wasn't going to win you a Super Bowl because of him. But maybe you could get there with him. And then they obviously chose not to do that and go with Mahomes. But we always had the conversation of, all right, Mitch isn't going to be Mahomes. Mitch isn't going to be Deshaun. If Mitch is this guy, who will we be happy with? And we always, the ground floor to us hoodie, always used to be Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Like a guy in San Francisco who got off to a really slow start. Harbaugh got there. He won a playoff game and had a really good playoff game, gets traded, gets with Reed, and then becomes an even better player, but still not a high-ceiling guy. And now I'm playing the game of, okay, we're not – because a year ago at this time, I was all gas, no brakes with Justin Fields.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I watched those Ohio State games, and I'm like, that kid isn't Mitch. That kid can throw – that kid is way less robotic than Mitch. That kid is smarter than Mitch.
It looked like he had unteachables in him.
Yes. Yeah. And like, it just, he checked, every box got checked with him.
Yep.
And then now we're seeing a lot of these same things where he's not seeing guys open. Or when there is a guy open and he does see it, he's not throwing the ball well to him.
Well, the end of the first half told you all you need to know, right?
Yeah.
I told you all you need to know. Yeah. Like, I wasn't expecting a field goal or a touchdown in that spot. But, I mean, you had three timeouts in your back pocket. You're not going to do anything. You're going to put the handcuffs on him. Honest to God, I think at the end of the season, hopefully the storyline will be that he – they didn't trust him to throw the football because they knew he was going to throw it into coverage. Remember, Nagy did not want to start him either because he says he's not ready.
Yep.
You remember this, right?
Yeah.
He's not ready. He's not? And the whole national media was like, "What? Wait a minute. Put this kid in." They forced him in because of injury, and it wasn't great then either.
See, but and like that was my biggest bone of contention in the game was that half. There was a lot there, but I like to me – he doesn't need to earn that. Like, shooters right. got to shoot.
Yeah.
When no matter what, if you're a first or second year player, like, I'll give you a couple basketball comps. Derrick Rose. Remember when I got into the fight with Vinny? And
yes.
I said, Derrick at the end of the game, Vinny. D Rose at the end of the game, Vinny. And why do you say that? He would put Tabo Cephalosha.
He's your best player. He's,
there you go.
He's your best player.
He's your
right?
best player. Well, is he ready to win? Are we ready to win? Putting Tabo Cephalosha in the game in a game-winning moment does nothing for you as an organization. I'm getting heated.
Please
again.
Let it go.
I'm
going
to pick. But here's the comp to me.
He's at an 8 now.
Is like
hand a little sweaty.
He thought it was better for his team in the moment to put Tabo in the game over Derrick Rose. Derrick was their ticket.
Yep.
The Bears are only going somewhere with this cast if Justin takes them somewhere. And if you don't give him the runway to take off, or to make a mistake, let him make the mistakes. You can't simulate that in a practice. You can't simulate that in a preseason game. There's only certain times in a regular season game when you have full timeouts, 40 seconds left. All right, kid, we know our line's not the best. We know you may not be exactly ready, but this is how you get better.
And to that point, think about it. It was 14-13 at the end of the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Three timeouts. 30 seconds. This is a situation if you really drill that 40 seconds if they call the first time out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's very little. I know something can always go wrong, but the way it was set up, He essentially needed to go 30 yards to get Cairo Santos a field goal attempt. Not much can go wrong in that situation. And if it does go wrong, you can look at it and say, okay, if you threw a pick six or if you threw a bad interception that set the Texans up for a field goal, then that's an opportunity to teach him something. But there was very little risk in that moment.
Sure, run a screen. You had three timeouts. Run a screen, run a draw. Maybe Herbert, who had, what, a 70-yard run, 60-yard run in the game?
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe he hits one when they're expecting pass. Now all of a sudden you're at midfield with 30 seconds left, and Justin needs to hit one completion to the 30. Like, I don't know what good it does you in the big picture of going into the half with three full timeouts. Give the kid, he's got to make mistakes too, I feel like. And again, I don't truly know what they're building. Like, even if they're 2-1, this is a Wilbon question. Say they beat the Giants and they win in this similar game.
Sure.
And Justin does well. If Darnell Mooney's not catching passes, if the line isn't learning how to pass block, and if Justin's not making anybody around him better, or he's not improving, what are you truly building to go 3-1? Like, everyone's like, oh, he's got to win football games, Sylvie. What are you truly building at 3-1? Are you really building something sustainable? My answer is no.
Well, you're building the 1984 Bears.
with a much worse defense.
But you understand the point, though. The point is that we're going to see everything that we've seen as Bears fans in our lifetime. The defense will be better than the offense again. That's what you're facing. You're going to face the defense will be better than the offense under this regime.
Except we don't have Walter Payton. We don't have a defense like the 84 Bears. And remember that line they put together in 84?
Yeah, but
you had five linemen that you knew you could win with. But the
running game is as potent. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, run games are run. It's not the back. It's the run game. Yeah. My point is, nothing that they're really building with the record right now is sustainable. Right. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors and opponents.
Well,
they did it with a monsoon in game one. They did it against a bad opponent in game three. If they beat the Giants, they're no good either. If you're not getting your line better, if Mooney's not getting better, if Komet's not getting better, if Justin Fields isn't getting better, you are not building a sustainable football team. And the goal here is to build a football team for the Bears, not to win a few extra games with smoke and mirrors and fool yourself into what you really have.
And that's why that end of first half sequence was so frustrating to me, because it was a low stakes but high importance rep for Justin Fields right there. It was the perfect situation for him. And you hear all this talk about, all right, the balance between what the front office wants out of this season versus what the coaching staff wants out of this season. And that, to me, was a happy balance of you can accomplish both. You can kill two birds with one stone by letting him go out. And if he makes a mistake, all right, Davis Mills, let's see what you can do going the other way. It's probably not going to hurt you in the end.
Not going to hurt you. I just don't know where he's going to get that experience. And, I heard Yurko say he hasn't earned it yet. Look, you don't have a lot of time to make a decision. Yurko was saying you've got 3 years before you decide to pay him. You've got to know at the end of this year when you're drafting if you need to draft another quarterback. And because this regime didn't draft him, I think they want to make that decision sooner rather than later. So give him all the opportunities to either show you he's the guy or he's not the guy.
Well, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I don't think Poles is in love with this roster that he inherited. Look what he put out there as far as weapons for Fields. We know that.
Yep.
Look at the roster. When people tell me that this is a 9-10 win ball club, you're just clicking your heels wishing, right? And they look at the schedule, and there's four coin flip games, right? There's a couple that's like, it could go the Bears' way, last-second field goal like we saw against the Houston Texans. That could be the case. But year two, year three, year four, Jeff, that's what it comes down to. What are you spending your money on? What's the draft? With Justin Fields, we would think that the new regime would welcome him in. Like, you know what? We're going to mold and shape him into something special. But if he's no good, if he does not progress, you can understand why you'd get either a veteran quarterback, not Simeon, a veteran quarterback and or draft one, right?
There's no doubt about it. And to that point, though, if they do those coin flip games, if they end up, winning a couple of them, find themselves in the, middle to, top 10, but not top five pick, right? This will be an interesting dilemma, because you can't be unsure about Justin Fields, because to that, are you taking quarterback? Or Are you taking a legit bona fide ass kicker at wide receiver who he can look to in times of distress? He can't do that right now. Love Darnell Mooney. He's 5'11".
Right.
He's not going to be able to be someone who your quarterback, who maybe he's not the most accurate guy in the world. So if he has a big body wide receiver who he can throw it up to and maybe go get it once in a while, like he had at Ohio State, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, and Jigba Smith, every single one of those guys is better than what the Bears have on their roster right
Damn
now.
Right.
Think about that.
Here's my question, though, about like when people bring up the guys around him. And, of course, I was disappointed that they didn't draft a wide receiver early. And I want them to feed the offense and get better linemen and better wide receivers. But Darnell Mooney is 27 yards. He's 27. If I told anybody that Darnell Mooney through three games would have 27 yards receiving, no one would believe it. People were trying to sell me that he's a one. All right. And even if he's a solid two, 27 yards. So if A.J. Brown was here, or if some of the other guys who left were here, how many yards would they really have with the way Justin Fields is playing right now? You can't sell me that they would be doing what they're doing with Philly.
No, you're probably right about that. You know, Justin Fields does have to improve his level of play. I do think, though, too, you know, and Waddle brought this up a lot yesterday. He looked shook yesterday after he
like
threw that.
His confidence is.
Yeah, after that first interception, he looked like a guy who, facing adversity for the first real time in his career, maybe he was questioning to himself, wait a minute. And this happens to a lot of athletes who are so damn good in college that they never have to even think about, what do I do when things aren't going my way? Mm-hmm. Because they're just so athletically gifted that they're rarely, you know, that's really something they have to worry about. Well, for the first time, he may have actually had to deal with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first time he's really dealing with loss at a high stakes. Like, he has not been kicked in the teeth this much in his career in anything athletics. He's been the top dog in high school, the top dog in college, and this is the first time. Like, when I saw him go back to the bench, it almost felt like he was looking in a mirror saying, do I have this in me at times?
Ooh, that better not be the case, Tyler.
Yeah.
It better not be the case.
He always looks like he has ice water in his veins. Right. His blood pressure looks 120 over 80 at all times.
He's calm.
But you know inside there's butterflies. It's not butterflies. It's condors. That's that's in his gut right now. Like, oh, God, I can't get the ball down the field. And then when I do put the ball down the field, I get picked twice.
See, and I hate this again. Like, this is the rinse and repeat, and this is where I need to be held today by you, Hoodie.
Of course.
Like, we're doing the Cuddy stuff again. We're doing, oh, Justin throws an interception. He goes right to the bench, and he's pouting. Justin's not on. Why isn't Justin talking to the quarterback's coach? Why isn't he talking to Getsy? Why isn't he looking at the tablet? I don't want to do all this. Like, I need him to be better. He needs to be better.
Yeah.
I don't want to play the body language game. I don't want to. Is he into like the, oh, he's in at 6 a.m. now? Like, I don't want to. Wait, what was going around, too? Did you guys talk about this? I don't know if this was real or fake. Hmm. Was he running on a treadmill after the game? Was that going around?
Well, I know
we saw the Darnell Mooney
was
stuff.
He went out on Soldier Field after the game for like an hour and caught balls from the jugs machine.
He's not getting any reps.
That's, I know.
He needs to. Like, he's fine. Like, I said,
well,
I don't know if this was real or fake. Someone was showing me like a Justin Fields was running on a treadmill either at home after the game.
Well, I wonder if it was a resurface. Remember there was that one video of him on vacation this summer, and there was a video of him running on a treadmill, and all like the Bears like bloggers were like, oh, look at this kid in the lab
like,
right now on vacation.
I need completions.
I think that was ball sack sports.
Did Sylvie get ball sacked?
I think you got ball sacked.
Did I? Yeah, I mean, people were sending it to me. It was from sometime, but I'm like, is he really going for a run after he played 60 minutes of football and he got smashed?
Sylvie,
the legs isn't what he needs to work on. He needs to be working on the looks and the reads.
Well, go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I think I found what you're talking about. His hair is not what it is right now.
Okay, good. Good. All right, because I would that fits the Waddle mold of work smarter, not harder. Like,
you don't
need to go start sprinting on a treadmill after a loss because you lost.
Also, I don't want look at me, Louie, either.
Right, like, hey, look at me, I'm back in the lab.
Yeah, I don't need that either.
Yeah, when you're throwing for 97 yards or whatever it is, I don't need you to show me how you're grinding it out. The one thing you brought up, waking up early, I mentioned this to Tyler and Waddle yesterday. Is this a good thing? I mean, Danny could probably chime in. Is he getting enough sleep? You know what? Believe it or not, like you waking up at 5:30, Justin, you better be going to bed earlier. I'm dead serious. It sounds ridiculous, but he's talking about how he's waking up earlier to get more film study in. Truth is, plenty of studies out there will tell you, less sleep, not good for you. So he better be going to bed at, I don't know, 8 o'clock if he's waking up at 5 o'clock, because I want my quarterback to be able to process the information, wow, not get less sleep and work harder.
A lot of bars downtown we've seen Justin Fields.
See,
that.
We're playing this game again.
I'm just saying.
Cuddy's knee really hurt? I saw him at Mastro's. He was walking
brother,
down the stairs.
I'm just telling
Why
you.
Why is Justin out in the clubs? Like, I don't want it. I need a quarterback.
I read it in Sneed. I saw it, man. I cup had it this morning.
Can you please hold me?
cup had it this morning.
Hold me.
I'm just telling you, man. It's going to be okay. Calm down.
Good.
For God's sake.
There you go.
I need one of those heavy blankets.
Yeah, one of the weighted blankets.
They brought Waddle one earlier this morning because he was shivering so bad.
Waddle sounded tired and cold. I'm like,
miserable.
That doesn't sound like my partner.
Miserable with cap.
I mean, like, that's a trifecta. Not only is
Holy
he cold
crap.
And tired, he's listening
he's
to cap.
Cap.
Did you hear your guy compare himself today to Tom Brady?
I read about that.
He said they were talking about divorce and, like, how it's weighing on Brady. And Cap's like, I went through this. You don't want to go through this. Trust me. And, like, Waddle's like, you're not Tom Brady. He's rich. He can get any woman he wants. He's fine.
Yeah, not surprising. Not surprising.
All right, boys. Well, aside from Hoodie comforting you and hugging you throughout the show,
yes,
Sylvie, what do you guys have coming up?
It's a Barstool Big Cat Tuesday, 4 o'clock for Barstool Big Cat. I'm really excited to talk to RG3. RG3, if you remember, I don't know if you do, on the Rich Eisen show back in May, was trying to pitch to the Bears that he should be their backup quarterback because he thought he'd be the perfect mentor for Justin Fields. He's always been a fan of Fields, covering him in college and now in the pros. I want to find out what this kid needs to get back. RG3 is a great great example. Someone had huge success on the college level, was a star when he got into the league right away. Then he hurt his knee, of course. And he's a great analyst. I think he's one of the best analysts out there right now.
Top three, top five for you in college?
Of my lifetime?
No, just of this season.
Oh, of this season?
Like him and Mark Jones, what do you think?
Oh, it's a booth.
Oh, yeah.
Top five, maybe?
I'd go top three.
Top three?
I think the college booths, I mean, there's been a lot of turnover, too, this year with guys switching networks and stuff. But definitely top three.
Is Herbie a college or a pro analyst?
Both.
Okay.
Is he either?
I think...
Oh, stop it. Is there people coming after Herbie now?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Really? Why?
I got stories about that guy.
He doesn't know the NFL players well enough.
I got stories about that guy.
Listen, any analyst who can work orgy in the end zone to his call.
Dude, there was the other one, too. I saw in an article today. He didn't. He did. What was that?
No, go ahead.
Nothing.
Is it Penix? Is that the kid's
name? That's the kid's name. Yeah, Michael Penix.
Did you hear what he said? He says he called him Big Penix Energy. That's pretty good.
Love it. RG3.
RG3 is working blue. I mean,
a man after my own heart.
There was an early snap. He said premature snapulation.
Those late night games that Bristol aren't listening to. Those late Baylor, BYU.
Washington, and who they play this week.
So Big Cat's at 4 and RG3. Yeah. What time's coming up?
And Courtney crowed in, too. We've got, do we have Would You Rather today?
We do. It is a Would You Rather Tuesday.
Send the Would You Rathers. I want to pick Hoodie's brain about his White Sox. I also want to talk Bulls with Hoodie. I've got my man here talk some Bulls and to talk Lonzo, and there's a lot of Lonzo stuff out there. So we're going to have fun. Hoodie and I don't get a chance to work often. When we do, it's usually magic, and we're with you until 6.
There you go. Stay for all that, and also maybe you'll hear a Hoodie impression of Sylvie.
Oh, you will.
I'm Meller. He's Tyler Aki. We were in for Carmen and Yurko. Sylvie and Hoodie up next.
Do, da, dip it in. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
All right, it's Sylvie with Hoodie today. Waddle did mornings in the Cap'n Hoodie slot today. And we are live having a great time at the Sanctuary Golf Course. They have rolled out the red carpet for us like they've been rolling out the red carpet for you, especially with their Wednesday special, $39 golf special with your golf cart. It's brought to you by Hawthorne. Club Hawthorne and the PointsBet app, great food, great drinks. Sports betting and horse racing only at Club Hawthorne. They have it all.
The great Jim Miller.
Yeah. American Sale. I've got my Shady Rays on if you're watching us on Twitch. It's on my baseball cap right now. Had them out earlier today.
Where did I get the hookup? You got to hook up your boy?
You get 50% off like everybody with the promo code Sylvie at ShadyRays.com.
How do I
spell
that?
That's the hookup.
How do I spell that?
S-I-L-V-Y.
Okay.
Or were you asking how to spell Shady Rays?
Yes.
S-H-A-D-Y.
Uh-huh.
New word, R-A-Y-S.
Okay.
And I just saw Albert Breer, your guy, who you guys have on every Tuesday, 8:30.
Yeah.
He just tweeted that he just got new sunglasses from Shady Rays.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
Tito's Handmade Vodka, love those people. Lou Malnati's Pizza, Blue Chew, they bring you the Crosstalk Unhinged SEO level up. Met those guys today, and they were awesome, despite having to work with Cap on his YouTube page. Hoodie and I are till 6 o'clock today. Yeah. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, man. You know, I'm just in a state of confusion, I think, like a lot of people, when it comes to the Chicago Bears team. And so the confusion is, and we ask this question on Cap and J-Hood a lot of mornings, what's more important, the development of Justin Fields or wins? People want to be able to be right about wins when it comes to the win total at 6.5. My official prediction, Sylvie, was 7-10 for the Bears.
Yeah.
All because of those 3 or 4 coin flip games. I didn't know Miami's going to be that good, so you got to rule that out, right? So I said 7-10. I don't mind being wrong. But ultimately, my whole thing as a Bears fan is the development of Justin Fields. 17 pass attempts in a game is not good enough. It just isn't. 23 or fewer passes through the first 3 weeks of the season, that's 82 Patriots bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty horrible.
Yeah. I've always said that a record is not created equal. Like, a 7-win record isn't created equal. Like, if they win 7 by running the ball, not trusting Fields, Fields not developing, Mooney not getting many opportunities, Komet not growing, the line not pass blocking well, but just being okay. They've been really good run blocking. They don't pass block. You know, a middle-of-the-pack defense, that to me isn't really anything to write home about. Like, 5 wins with Justin Fields being good in developing and showing you he's your guy, mm-hmm. with Mooney having a great season, Komet having a breakout, some of these young linemen, Braxton Jones, showing you that he's for sure your left tackle, and they're dropping back and passing in Borum and Jenkins, those are different. Like, and to me, it's more than just Fields, because Fields is connected to all of those guys. That if Fields isn't producing, Mooney isn't producing.
Right.
Any of these wide receivers that you want to give a good look to aren't getting enough opportunities. So, again, you can fool yourself. I used to argue with Bulls fans all the time when they would win these meaningless December games with Robin Lopez and Mirotic, mm-hmm. and Justin Holliday.
Yeah.
And they would tell me, Sylvie, you're just a hater. Sylvie, you're this. And I'm like, you're not building anything. This is not going to be a sustainable thing. The Bulls' next good team will not include Mirotic. It will not include Robin Lopez.
Right.
It will not include any of these guys. It will include good players going forward. And I don't want people to be fooled that they think, hey, we're 2-1. Maybe you go 3-1 after beating the Giants. If Justin Fields in this offense isn't throwing and he's not progressing, and if he has 40 yards Darnell Mooney at the end of this game, you're not doing diddly. Nothing.
No. So, you know, it's weird because some came into the season believing that the Bears are supposed to be so much better because you no longer have Poles, you don't have Eberflus, you don't have Matt Nagy,
right.
and you don't have Pace. But now you have Eberflus and Poles, and even they, if you listen to the press conference on Sunday, what did Eberflus say? We have a lot of young talent here, and we're trying to develop. He understands it. Usually you don't get a head coach that will openly tell you, yeah, this is a season of development. I say it because I see the roster. I like the honesty of Eberflus telling people, like, hey, we got a young roster, we got a lot of things going, we're happy for the victory, but we got a lot of stuff that we got to be able to handle. Because that's what this season is. Just because you fire guys in the front office or the head coach doesn't necessarily mean that all of a sudden, just like that, you're going to be a Super Bowl champion. It takes time.
Takes a lot.
Just like with Justin Fields, it takes time. The only thing is, I look at Justin Fields, and I won't do the first take and the first things first thing where you look at this quarterback through 3 games and say, shut it down, he's bad. Through this season of transition, find out what you have. I hope he's healthy for the 17 games of this season so you can find out who he is. Period.
Yes. And I hope they allow him to do more stuff. I really do. Like, that halftime thing was a big deal to me. I am a Justin Fields fan. I loved the draft pick.
Absolutely.
Even though I didn't like Ryan Pace, I loved that they got him. I'm like, this kid could be special. I loved some of the splash plays last year, the little hints here and there that you see, and you're like, you don't see that from a lot of athletes, what he can do on the football field. But truthfully, after the full season, I left last year saying, there's something that doesn't make me as excited. I know he was brought up wrong. He was developed wrong. Nagy, Pace, all that was done wrong. I wasn't as confident, but I'm still bullish on him. And then through these first three games, even though I'm a fan, and this is where people, I think, get stuck on, oh, I think Fields is going to be great, and they don't trust their eyes. We can all make the arguments. I know they don't have enough wide receivers. I know that the line isn't that good. But there are the plays where Fields, he's got the time and he's got open guys. And if you watch and you're being truthful to yourself, you can't sit there and watch that and say, something's not right. There's something not right here. This isn't who I thought he was. You can make all the excuses in the world, but there are times, many times during these games, he's not seeing the open guy. He's overthrowing the open guy. He's making the wrong reads. He's holding the ball too long. There are times where it's just that you got to trust your eyes. You could read me stats all day long about this pressure and this run and this and that and the stats with the wide receivers. If you watch Justin Fields for the three full games, Hoodie, do you look at him and say, boy, that's the guy I thought they were drafting 2 years ago?
No.
To me, it doesn't look like it.
Because I look at him through college eyes. First, he was a Georgia Bulldog. Then he became an Ohio State Buckeye, and I know that it's not popular to say this name anymore, but he had Deshaun Watson-like leadership in college. That's what I saw. And I said, boy, now the Bears got him. I was overjoyed by the draft pick because it's something different in the position. A guy that has wheels, a guy that has leadership, a guy to get the ball down the field, all those things that happen. But it's a readjustment for him being in the pros. The reason why that Darnell Mooney was at the jugs gun is because he wanted some catches at Soldier Field because he wouldn't get anything from Justin Fields.
Right.
But this is what it comes down to, man. It's just going to have to take time. You got to figure out whether or not Justin Fields is a guy or not. But ultimately, understand what Poles did. Getting a St. Brown or a Pettis, and having those as wide receivers, you know that wasn't real top-notch talent. They looked at the future this upcoming offseason. Hey, did I want them to draft a better wide receiver than Velus Jones? When I saw Velus Jones being drafted, I said, oh, that's a nice special teams guy. He was excellent at Tennessee. Doing that, but you still need to have difference-making wide receivers. I tell people, I try to simplify sports for myself. Football's vertical. It's the vertical game. Officials will help you down the field. You throw the ball up, and if there's a little contact, you'll be able to get that yardage, right? You know what? You could do that, but my point is that it's got to be vertical. This running the football stuff's been great. But you got to be able to have a blend of both to win in this league.
I don't want them to abandon the run. Absolutely not. No. I think the play action, you with a run game now, you should be able to sell that play action way better. To me, again, I am not giving up on Justin Fields. I'm not even sitting here. I'm not close to stamping bust on Justin Fields.
No,
I am just saying something's not right. Last week I came on and I said I'm nervous. I'm super nervous now. Like, I need to see much, much better. And again, I think time is of the essence because by the end of the year, these are not his guys who drafted him. They will move on. And you have now 14 games left to show that you could be the guy. 312-332-3776. I want to take your calls. I got a lot bottled up because I wasn't on the air.
Oh, I know. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year, Tyler. He gave me a thank you. Thank you. A very nervous thank you, too. What are we talking about? So call up. I want to take your calls.
We want to take your calls.
Yeah, we want to take your calls. Yes, yes.
So selfish. God damn it. It's us.
Hoodie wants to take your calls.
We will take your
calls. We want to take your calls, right?
Yeah, right.
312-332-3776. RG3 is going to join us at 3, and then Barstool Big Cat at 4. We're in our company golf outing, the ESPN Open, for all of our partners. It's at Sanctuary Golf Course. Hoodie and me will be doing the show till 6. Couple of things. We're out again on Friday. We're at Legends. This is another little – it's kind of like spring training this week. Waddle is going to visit his youngest daughter at Boston College. First time he's seen her, Emerson, since she went to college. So he's going to BC on Friday. Mm-hmm. I'll be hosting with Carm and Yurko at Legends in Woodridge. It's a Miller Lite event. We're giving away a Bears cooler. So come on out to Legends in Woodridge this Friday.
Wow, a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah, I like it, though. Yeah. I mean, like, it mixes it up a little bit. We all get along at the radio station. I love doing it that way.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to get a vacation day today. but I got one. I appreciate it.
How late did you sleep? When are you able to sleep?
Yeah, 7:15.
That's good.
7:15.
Compared to what?
To 4.
Yeah. Yeah, that's much better.
Yes.
That's much better.
The late nights never leave, by the way. You still, especially during NBA season, you still, and Tyler knows, that late night TNT game, it's like.
You're a sports fan.
Yeah.
You can't turn that off.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know, it's tough to go to bed at 8 and say, oh, I'll look at my phone when I wake up. And then I'm like, I want to check when I wake up in the middle of the night if I miss an ending. And you're like, what happened in the game? And then you go to your phone, and then you can't fall back asleep. Like, to me, it's worth it just staying up a little later.
It's also worth it if when the Sox go on the West Coast, take on Seattle. And I have to stay up. I got Sox duty, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, Cap, top of the eighth, you know, what were the Sox thinking? I wasn't sleeping.
I've heard that all. I heard that all year. And you're like, hey, I got this. I know you were asleep. You know, I'm watching for the both of us.
I tell you what, man, top of the eighth. I mean, big spot there. You know, runners in scoring position. You thinking they should have bunted or sacrificed? What do you think of that spot? I start moving the hands around. Like, what do you think?
I had all three dogs on top of me. We were sleeping. Andy in New Lenox, you're on with Sylvie and Hoodie. What's up, Andy?
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Why aren't you here, man? You're right down the street.
I know. I was going to say, I'm going to try and get up there after work. So,
good.
Hopefully we'll
sounds
get
like
up
you're
there
working hard right now.
Well, I got to, you know, someone's got to do the hard work, you know, so I'll just be that guy. I wanted to talk about Justin Fields. Obviously, I want to say that, like, I still have a lot of confidence in him. I think he can be good. But I think the bigger issue is that it feels like the coaches already are like, okay, you know, kind of over this guy and don't really trust him. I mean, throwing the ball 11 times in one game is high school level offense. 23 completions in three games is something that, like, you've never seen ever. So I feel like the coaches have already kind of given up on this guy. So I guess my next question would be, I mean, how bad can this team be to maybe move up and have a play at one of the top guys like Stroud or Jones from Alabama? So, I don't know. Two wins already, two out of three games with a quarterback who the coaches don't seem to trust. I don't know. It seems bad. So, I'm hoping this team could maybe, if this is the way that they're going to be, that maybe lose enough games to get up in that top three. So, I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that.
All right, let's address it, and we appreciate the phone call. Well, Sylvie, here's how I think about it. If you feel like you're close this upcoming offseason where you're spending money and allocated in the right spots, upgrading the offensive line, defensive line, wide receivers, if you're taking care of the team that way, if you feel you're close, you're not going backward to get a young quarterback. Either you stick with Fields or you find a veteran quarterback, if you feel like you're close. I don't believe
they're going to be close, though. I think they're fooling themselves if they're close.
Like, year three. What if year two, year three? After they spend the money, you got to get out. You got to get yourself set in year two. What about year three? Why can't they be one of the top contenders in the AFC in year three?
Well, I think because of the quarterback. Like, I feel like I don't. Don't get me wrong, and I've used this comp. The Bears roster is not close to the Colts roster, but the Colts have built a really good offensive line. They have a really good running back. Mm-hmm. They have a really good defense with a franchise player there that they paid. Some of their linemen are outstanding. But when you lose that quarterback and Luck decides to walk away and you're chasing, with Phillip Rivers, with Carson Wentz, with now this year, Matt Ryan. Yeah. You're like, you're 1-2. Do you really have a Super Bowl roster if you don't have a Super Bowl quarterback?
Well, that's
so
true.
Then the Bears don't have a Super Bowl roster. Their roster is like an eighth of what the Colts roster is. So my point is like, don't fool yourself to think, well, you could build a football team and still not have a quarterback. Think about what the Colts would do right now for a franchise quarterback. Like,
sure.
They're not a true contender.
Right.
The Colts won't contend until they get a young guy. So, look, you could go get a veteran quarterback. The good ones aren't available. And you're gonna have to blank or get off the pot, I think, at the end of this offseason. Justin's got to show you he can be the guy going forward, and you can build your team, and then Justin can be a win-because-of guy, or you have to move off of him and then go chase one of the young quarterbacks that you believe in this offseason.
You better hope that's Trevor Lawrence. That is a roll of the dice. We can keep saying young quarterbacks all we want, but if it's not the guy, then you're just standing still as a franchise. That's my point.
I know, but most of the teams right now who are championship, like Tom Brady was available 2 years ago. They didn't want Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Like, That's not going to happen again.
Teams didn't know that Tom would be in the market for a new face.
Oh, yeah. With the plastic surgery, yeah.
Something happened there.
Like, you could get the Jimmy Garoppolos. Yeah. You can get the Carson Wentzes. You really have to be perfect to win with those guys. And even then, when you get far, can you really win the big game? And that's why San Francisco did what they did with Lance. Will it backfire? Maybe, but they know Jimmy's not the guy. We've seen this with other teams where Alex Smith, I've talked about, they moved off of him and went for Patrick Mahomes. Usually the star teams who are in the Super Bowl hunt did it because they drafted their quarterback, their next guy. So
I want that so badly to be Justin Fields. So that way we don't have to deal with that drama and this BS.
Yeah, someone tweeted me another thing, like all these things about Justin's out too late, Justin now waking up early, all these side things that don't matter.
Here we go.
Someone said, like, remember the Cuddy stuff about, hey, with the diabetes, he's playing at night, he throws more interceptions at night. Do you think the Bears are giving the proper amount of insulin at night? I'll hang up and I'll listen. I don't want to do this again.
Yeah.
So RG3 knows about being a star quarterback in college and making that transition, being with the right coach too. Shanny was the right guy for him. And he's been a big fan. I'm interested in picking RG3's brain. He's been a big fan of Justin Fields. We'll find out what RG3 thinks of what the Bears need to do with Fields. We'll talk to him coming up next.